Hey everyone, and welcome back to Chit Chat About This and That. I'm your host, Miss Pookie Poo, where I come with you correct, I come with you with the funny, I come with you with the serious, I come with it all. So today's episode will be about what's trending, which everyone should already know about Mr. Tristan cheating, caught cheating on camera. And possibly could have been cheating in the beginning of him and Khloe Kardashian's relationship. Now, this is the worst time for this to come out when she is about to have her little baby girl. I can't say I'm surprised or this is something new, because this has been going on for many, many years. And this is nothing new for anyone in this world. This has happened to plenty of women, thousands and millions of women. So I'm not going to say I'm shocked, because it is what it is. And even if you're famous, even if you, whatever you are in the limelight, it doesn't matter these days. Men are going to be men. They're going to cheat regardless. They're going to want to step out regardless, because if they're not full, then they're going to continue to be hungry for other women to satisfy them in different ways that you don't, or to satisfy them better than you do in those ways. Or you can have just a nympho, or someone who just are in it for the wrong reasons, or like sketchy reasons. And you know, you just would never know until it comes out. But I'm not here to shame anyone, to blame anyone. I'm just here to speak on what happened and just give a little touch of my thoughts and opinions. And then I will leave this episode open for you to leave me a message, or you can leave me a message on my Instagram, Chit Chat About This and That, _ after each word except for the last one, and just communicate with me and stay with me and just enjoy my episodes. So Miss Khloe Kardashian found, I guess, the love of her life. I'm not too sure how long it's been. I don't really follow, you know, their situation, but I want to say it could be a year or a little bit more than a year. But I guess she's been, you know, seeing him, you know, behind closed doors, and, you know, probably for a little while. You know, some people like to have their privacy, especially when you're in the limelight and you're famous. So we, you know, maybe her family will be the only ones to know how long she's been really talking to him and seeing him and dating him and being in a relationship with him. But that's not our business. So apparently there was, not rumors, there were truths about Mr. Tristan already in a relationship with someone that he was in for a little while. And she had gotten pregnant, and on top of that, she had the baby, and they had a brand new baby, and he ended up, I guess, stepping out on her with Khloe, and, you know, just messing up his family dynamics. Now, if you're not happy in your relationship with your significant other, there's ways that you can get out of it without being disrespectful to the mother of your child and being disrespectful to your partner that you were with. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat that was okay for him to step out on his relationship with somebody else and think that it's okay. I'm not going to agree with that, because if you're not happy or you don't want to be together with this person, guess what? Sit down, put your big boy panties on, or big boy boxers on, and you talk about it, and you say, you know, we have to just end it and call it a day. But don't drag somebody along, embarrass them by cheating on them with other people, especially people who are famous or in the limelight, because it doesn't look good, and it's not a good feeling for anyone, whether you're famous or not. It's not a good feeling. But so he ended up cheating, messing around with Khloe Kardashian, and left his wife or baby's mother. And basically what I was reading on was he dropped his child, and his family was very upset with him and very disappointed in him, because of, you know, he not being there for his child like he should be. And I think that is dead dirt wrong that any mother or father could do. If you chose to engage in grown-up situations, then you should be big enough and bold enough and strong enough and mature enough to and responsible enough to take care of your responsibility, whatever comes behind it. And so that was, I don't agree with that at all, that he left his child. That child is innocent, and that child's going to grow up one day and see all of this on the news, and he's going to be responsible, and so is Chloe going to be responsible, and it's not going to be a good look. You can't go in this world doing things and thinking it's not going to affect anybody but you, because you're wrong. And so, moving on. So that kind of like, when I read about it and heard about it, it kind of was like, that's so disgusting. And I just moved on from it. Didn't dwell on it at all. You know, just did other things. But now that, you know, she's pregnant and, you know, they're, I guess, supposed to be happy and in love and, you know, whatnot. Now there's allegations and pictures and videos of him kissing other women at hotels, being with other women, going to hotels with other women, multiple women. And I've read back in October, you know, that's when, you know, some people allegedly saw him and started, I guess, following him with his cheating habits. But it could have been before that. It could have been before he even got with Chloe. It could have been during when he was, you know, when he got with Chloe. So you just never know. If he did that to his other baby's mother, then who, you know, no woman is different in this world today. No matter how much money you make, no matter how much fame you have, no woman is different. So all these women out here who thinking, okay, I'm different because I'm this race, because I have this hair, because I'm rich, because I have this success, because I have gold on my vagina, you're wrong. Men are going to do what they want to do regardless of how you look, who you are, your background, your race, anything. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. So get that out of your head right now. If you're a woman and you're listening to this and you've had those thoughts, or you have those thoughts, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless of who you are. I'm not going to get into this, but look at Beyonce and Jay-Z's situation. She is supposed to, well, she is, you know, one of the best performers, singers, and actors. And she's well known. She's very popular. And, you know, he wasn't the best of the best husband to her. So it doesn't matter about your fame, fortune. It doesn't matter at all. It is going to be what it is if it's that's what it's going to be. And it's up to you to stay, or it's up to you to distance yourself, be cordial. And if you have a kid, just co-parent and just be respectful for the kid. But so many women stand with these men despite of how many times they do that to them and disrespect them and their relationship or their marriage or their children. But to each his own. Let's get back to Tristan and Chloe. So I just, you know, was in shock. Not in shock, but just like, wow, I knew this was coming because of the things that was said and read about how they linked up and everything and how they got together. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that's what she gets, because that's not nice to say that about anybody. Nobody deserves to be in a situation like that. You know, sometimes we do put ourselves in that situation, in that predicament, not seeing the future. And, you know, it happens, and, you know, we have to just, I guess, learn from it, or, you know, just deal with it the best way we can, or whatever may have you. But I will say this. If it is true and she knows it and she has her receipts, then I'm pretty sure that she will be a great mom, and they can co-parent, and they can, you know, take care of the baby. And if, you know, if he moves on like he moved on from his other baby mother, then hey, she'll have her family and, you know, to help her if she needs the help. You know, that's just, she's not the first and the last single mother in the world. So, you know, move, get your big girl panties on and take care of your baby. And, you know, that's what it is. But, I mean, the situation played itself out from the beginning until now. And who knows what she's going to do. If she's going to stay with him, if she's going to, you know, still love him and want that family, or if she's just gonna, you know, be too embarrassed and just feel like it was disrespectful and, you know, move on the same way his other baby's mother felt. Maybe, you know, he has a thing for getting women pregnant and leaving them after, you know, they're pregnant. You know, maybe that's his thing. And I'm not being funny about it, but a lot of people in this world have weird fetishes or weird fantasies, or they just have things, weird things that just give them a rush or helps them to thrive. And maybe he likes, you know, getting women pregnant and leaving them. You know, who knows? Just because he's a famous basketball player does not mean that he's not human. Does not mean that, you know, he won't make mistakes. Does not mean that, you know, he can't be a bad person or make bad decisions. Famous people are not exempt from being human. They just have more money. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. I just wish Chloe the best. I wish Tristan the best. I wish nothing but great things for them and her little baby girl to come. I know she wanted to have a baby for so long, and, you know, I'm happy for her and hope everything works out for them. That's for the best for them or for the baby. But give me your thoughts and opinion on this situation. Do you think those pictures taken and videos taken was before him and Chloe? Do you think it was during with him and Chloe? Or do you think, you know, he just didn't care? Tristan just is a savage and just doesn't care. If he gets caught, he doesn't care if, you know, Chloe finds out, because she might still stick with him. Give me your thoughts and opinion on this episode. And make sure you connect with me on my Instagram, like I said in the beginning. Chit chat about this and that. _ after each word except for the last word. And just converse with me and let me know your thoughts and how you feel about this situation. And do you think that, you know, karma came back for Chloe because of the allegations of, you know, him and her messing with each other when he's supposed to be in a relationship with somebody else and leaving his son and his family being upset with him and just disgusted in him? Let me know your thoughts and opinion on this situation. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions. We're not attacking anyone. We're just making thoughts and opinions on what we see that's being put out there in the universe. So, until next time, I'll catch you in my next podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm enjoying seeing all you listeners listening to my episodes. It lets me know that I'm doing a great job and I'm just on the road to more success. And I will catch you guys in my next podcast. Until then, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.